Because Lord God, there's a desire in your heart to share. But what you desire to share is valuable. It's life changing. It's life transforming. It calls us sometimes for great sacrifice. But to whom much is required, much is given, Father, much is required. We thank you, Lord God, that even in natural marital relationships, you show us, Father, that the sacrifice is even to the end of one's life. Giving up one's desires, giving up one's appetites, controlling one's emotions, controlling one's response or feelings to that which is given. And all of these things, Father God, are necessary, Lord, in the transformation of a person's heart and mind, because, Lord God, this is what is necessary to become a new person. Amen. It's a new way of thinking. It's a new way of acting. It's a new way, Lord God, of processing information, because transformation causes a change. Amen. A change in attitude. A change in perception of oneself and an understanding of oneself, that one may see how God has created them and not what they feel they should be doing or what the community or the culture tells them they should do. But Father, we thank you, Lord, that you made us, because you said, even as you were speaking to David, that we are beautifully and wonderfully made. And Jeremiah says, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb, before your mom and your dad conceived, I knew what you were supposed to be. Father, I just thank you and I just give you praise that you're beginning to help us to identify ourselves as a new breed of humanity, Father. A new breed of humanity that is fueled by the Holy Spirit of the living God, giving us downloads from heaven regarding how we shall walk, how we shall act, how we shall move, how we should engage, Father God, so that people will be blessed and we will be benefited. We give you praise for that, Father. We give you praise for that. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're even doing in this house today. We give you praise for the revelation that you're sharing, God. And we give you glory for this in advance in Jesus' precious name. And all who agree with that prayer, give your God a holy round of applause. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 God is a creator.
Yes, he is.
He's an awesome creator. Studying engineering and architecture, I've got an appreciation for creative things. I've got a creative understanding of structure. Structure is necessary, because without structure, you can't put anything on it. It won't stand. Do you follow me?
Yes.
So God has to build a structure by which he can put the things on that's going to what? Allow it to stand. Amen. So God has to create, glory to God, revelation. He has to give you knowledge, because the knowledge of him is the building block for the understanding of who you are. Words are appointed to God, because words communicate or convey to him what he has for your individual lives. When we don't understand who we are, everybody else's opinion of us, or everybody else's desire to pull us into their cliques and all these other groupings, they begin to mar. What do I mean by mar? Disfigure our perception of ourselves and hinder what God wants to do with us. Why is plastic surgery such an important thing? Because people don't like the way they look. They don't like the way they look, because there's a prescribed look, there's a prescribed way that supposedly opens up the door for popularity. Do you follow me? And if you don't know who you are, you follow the trends, you follow the patterns, you follow the ways of others. Do you follow me? Why? Because you're looking for something to connect to, because you don't know who you are. Do you follow me? So the enemy brings certain rhythms and belief systems into us so we can be pulled to those things that we have a proclivity for. How many of you know that a proclivity for something doesn't mean it's right for you? What do I mean when I say a proclivity? It's a desire for something, a desire to connect to something. Do you follow me? And it might not be who you are. Do you follow that? And, say, in this society now, if you tend to go outside of the belief system of the group, now you get ostracized. Do you follow that? Why? Because groupthink says you can't differ from me. But how many of you know you're already different? 8.7 billion people on the planet, and now one have the same fingerprints. God has marked you. Do you follow? He's already marked you. And what he's saying to you is this: simply allow me to begin to speak to you, to show you who you are in me, so you'll be confident that when others rise up against you, you can stand and say, you might not like this, but this is what God has called me to be. And I'm comfortable with that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
And God will begin to bring people in your place that have. Say that have. Oh, I'm not working here. I got a big mouth anyway, so y'all can hear me anyway. Okay. So that you all will be confident. Say confidence. In who God has called you to be. Because you have been called, but you also have an assignment to reach others. Can I say that again? You've been called and you have an assignment to reach others. Why? Because certain attitudes and certain rhythms attract. You might have been saying a little, how should I say, boisterous. Mm-hmm. What do you call a boisterous person?
Loud.
Or can I say extroverted? You like to be out in the middle? You follow me? Yeah. Guess what? If that's how you used to be, you would attract people just like that. You follow me? But guess what? In that, say in that. God will use you to reach others. You follow what I'm saying? God will use you to reach others. Glory to God. Because that's the purpose and that's the plan of God. Say purpose and plan of God.
Purpose and plan of God.
God knows what he's doing. God knows why he's doing it. And guess what? God, if you follow his plan, he'll show you the benefit of it. Do you follow what I'm saying? Somebody give me an amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, just because God shifts something, don't get bent out of shape.
Come on, that's good.
Can I say that again?
Yes.
Just because God shifts something, don't get bent out of shape and second guess it.
Amen.
You say flow.
Flow.
Say be flexible.
Be flexible.
Uh-huh. Because God has the ability and the desire to shift things. Amen?
Right. Yes, sir.
All right?
He does.
Glory to God, because he wants to do things in his own time and in his own way.
Amen.
Now, promotion means an upward move in rank. The act of moving to a higher or a more, should I say, a more important place. Is a more a level of importance. That would be better. Higher level of importance. Anytime God's preparing you for a promotion, promotions don't always look like we desire them to look.
That's right.
And I'm going to show you some things in scriptures. Promotion can come in a situation that doesn't look very good for you at all. Do you follow that? Mm-hmm. But say, but God knows what he's doing.
God knows what he's doing.
Let's start the principle. Go to Psalm 75. Psalms chapter 75. Say promotion.
Promotion.
Glory to God.
It's from God.
God knows where he wants to promote you. Satan already knows that if you're in Christ, you're a candidate for promotion. So he's always attempting, to pull you out of the alignment God has established for you.
Yes,
see, many people don't think there is a devil because many people don't put any type of significance on it. As a matter of fact, people try to make you believe that a devil does not exist. They make different caricatures of him. You know, he's a red guy with a guy with a red suit on and a pitchfork. And Satan doesn't have a problem with that because he likes to operate in stealth. Say stealth.
No.
If you don't know me, that's cool. If you don't understand me, that's absolutely fine. You follow me? Because some of you, if you know me anyway, I've been playing you for a lifetime anyway.
That's true.
You follow that?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And because you can't see your enemy, you can't fight against him. But the Christian, say the Christian.
Christian.
And to the discerning, you begin to see. Say see. Spiritual attitudes that are on people. Mm-hmm. Do you follow that?
Yes, sir.
Give you a perfect example. Elijah was upset. Look at him now. Look at him before.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between now and then? Spirit. Do you follow me? Okay. Because a spirit needs a body in which to operate in.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because God has given man, what? The earth.
Yes.
The control of the earth, Psalms chapter 8, verse 4, number 5. Mm-hmm. So when you understand the principle that spirits need bodies, animated humans, to manifest their divine intentions, The enemy is always trying to use you as a way to express his desires in the earth, just like God, by the Holy Spirit, desires to use you to express his desires in the earth realm. Do you understand me? So the most important terra firma on the earth is the human being. Because if I can control the human being, I can manifest my desires and my intentions upon a humanity. Do you follow that sentence?
Yes, sir.
Now, the world cannot see that, but God is open. Now, though God is open up, say open up. The believer, so they can understand these particular types of movements in people's lives, so they can begin to pray for them and declare and decree the will of the God, the will of the Father, what? Over their lives. So you can see how important the Christian is. You can also see how important the warfare is. The warfare is critical. The enemy has to keep you off balance. The enemy brings you up in messed up households. The enemy messes up your mom and your daddy. The enemy messes up your cousins, your nieces, and your nephews. The enemy gets them on drugs, gets them on alcohol, gets them high on themselves, gets them high on their intellect, gets them high on their Bentley or their Mercedes or their Toyota or their Yugo or whatever it is, amen, that they put all of their hopes and their dreams on, gets them high on that stuff, and it becomes their idols. Do you understand me? And what does an idol do? It pulls your attention off that which is most important. It pulls your understanding away from those things that you're supposed to understand. It's a distraction to move you away from time to keep you from walking into a place where you understand who God is and who you are in Him.
Yes, sir.
You can make your talents your idols.
Uh-oh.
You might be able to write well. You might be able to speak extremely well. You might be able to comprehend well. You might be able to draw death. All these things are gifts. God says the gifts come without repentance. But when you put those above God doing your own things, you put your life in jeopardy.
Amen.
Why? Because the enemy is out here to get you. The Bible says that Satan, like a roaring lion. Notice he says, like a roaring lion. Why does he say to you, like a roaring lion? Because he's giving you the authority to deal with the roaring lion.
Amen.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
To those who don't know God, the roaring lion will devour them. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I say?
Mm-hmm.
You only have maybe 7 years, at max 80, to live on the planet. The enemy, glory to God, is always working. It's always working.
Always working.
To get you to waste time.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships, you're going to see this. Relationships are a sign of promotion. Mm-hmm. Because the right relationship could take you to a level you never thought you'd have before. But also a right relationship will take you to a place you never wanted to go. Do you understand? Can you see the yin and the yang here? See, right relationships, glory to God, protect you from wrong outcomes. Wrong outcomes that comes from getting with the wrong person at the wrong time, birthing a child in the wrong season. That child not tripping because guess what? They didn't get what they needed.
Yes,
you were doing your thing.
Yes.
The children didn't get the right type of proper attention. They didn't get the proper type of training. They didn't get the proper type of love and development. Mm-hmm. And now as a result of that, they're acting out. Why? Because while you were doing your thing, that was the time to be putting time on them and helping them to develop. And now they're skewed. Why? Because you weren't able to give them what they needed because you made a wrong decision.
Wow. Yes, Pastor.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You'll be a dropping seed all over the place, glory to God. And your children will be abused. Glory to God. Bringing a wrong man in the house. Bringing another man. Do you know men? Bruised men?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I had to run from him.
That's real.
And be real.
Mm-hmm.
The devil will mess up anybody.
Anybody.
To manifest his crazy plans. Do you understand what I'm saying? Make you believe that you're the greatest sports guy in the world. And you forget everything. And now you're messed up and you can't play anymore. Your identity was based upon your performance on the football field, your performance on the basketball court, your performance on the baseball diamond, your performance on the soccer field. Now that is gone. Your identity is all skewed up now because now you can't manifest who you are because who you are was wrapped up in what you did.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And now you're looking for something. Say something to help deal with this issue, this big hole in your heart because you don't know who you are. So now you're drinking, you're smoking, you got women, you got all this stuff to fill a void that can't be filled because only that void can be filled by God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Only Jesus can fill that void. That's why you were created, amen, for him to have a hole, to have a place in your life so you can be confident in who you are and what he's given you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
And all of us, say all of us.
All of us
have been through circumstances and situations where we have not received everything that we needed.
Mm-hmm.
But God says, in spite of that, I'm God.
Yes,
amen. I'm ready to help you deal with the situation that the enemy opened up for you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you shut that door so now you can begin to tap into me, and whatever you need, I'm going to supply. Why? Because I'm God. That's what I do.
That's what I do.
So this thing is personal. Say personal.
Personal.
Because if you know someone loves you, when they come and they give you instructions, or they come with a criticism, you don't get bent out of shape because you understand the criticism is necessary. I might not like how the criticism came, but I recognize the truth of the criticism. And because the criticism is a recognized truth that I need to make an adjustment, I will abide by it. Why? Because it's going to promote me to another place.
Amen.
Do you follow that? So when you operate in love, you can receive. Say receive.
Receive.
Criticism. Mm-hmm. Constructive. Say constructive.
Constructive.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody needs to make adjustments.
Yes, sir.
And if I can't talk to you because you don't like to be corrected, then the Bible says that's a bastard spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Say even we have to be corrected.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that we don't know everything?
Amen.
And even some of the things I preached, I don't preach anymore because guess what? As time goes, learning increases.
Amen.
And what's the sign of maturity? The ability to adjust when you've been identified that the way you're walking is skewed. It needs to be adjusted.
Amen.
Do you follow that?
Amen.
Do you follow that? So when we get to the point where we're submitted to some, say submission.
Submission
means simply coming under the mission of another. Everybody operates in submission. If you got a job, you're working in submission.
Yes, that is true.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you're submitted to the authority above you. If you want to get paid, you will do what you're asked to do.
That is real.
If you want to be fired, you will be fired as such because you refuse to submit to the mission at hand. Do you follow that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Everything, I don't know whether you saint or no saint, atheist or believer, you are under submission. Do you follow what I'm saying? You're subordinating to something. If you want to do the things, say do the things. That we're going to bring you what you perceive to be joy and happiness in your life.
Amen.
But God is the ultimate joy for you because he created you. Mm-hmm. And the creator knows what's best. You get an idea that if you have a car, you don't take your car to some jack-leg mechanic. You take your car to the one who produced it, the manufacturer. They know the car better than what? Then you know the car. You take it back to them because they created it. You go back to God because God created you. Do you follow what I'm saying? Glory to God. How is it possible? Study a little bit of math and engineering. You got to study some math. How is it possible that 8 million people on the planet all over got different? Different fingerprints.
Right, right.
Except how much creativity is that?
It's amazing.
To deal with 8 billion different sets of designs for one fingerprint.
For one fingerprint.
What type of creativity, what type of mind can do that?
My God.
Amen.
8 billion people not having the exact same fingerprint. What type of intelligence does our God have?
Intense.
Since when you comb your hair, you had 1,572,273 follicles. 15 are gone, and God can tell you how many are left.
Wow.
Out of 8.5 billion people, God can tell you how many follicles are left.
Ooh,
what type of God do you serve?
A great God.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
He cares that much about us that he has in his own heart the ability to identify. They just combed their hair. 22.5 follicles fell out. I don't know how many are left. What type of God do you serve?
A great girl.
You follow me? So don't you think that when he created you, when he identified you, when he gave you everything that he needed to manifest you in the earth, to fulfill a purpose and a desire of his heart, don't you think you came in here complete?
Yes.
If God is that accurate, if he's that detailed, don't you think that everything you came in here is complete?
Wow, that's so good. That's so good.
So your circumstances, your situations, when you know who God is, shouldn't bother you. You simply say, okay, Father, what is it that you desire me to do? And you walk with him, say, daily.
Daily.
I mean, say trial and error, trial and error. Sometimes you might make a mistake. You didn't hear God's voice like you thought. But that don't mean you quit. It means simply you adjust yourself, get into the word, and say, Father, speak.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I'm here. I hear you. That is speech. And that is right there. And many times, many people think that God has left me. No, how can he leave you? How can God leave you when he sees everything? Do you understand what I'm saying? He's there. When David says, when I was in sin, God was there. When I was messing with Bathsheba, God was right there. When I was acting stupid, God was saying, that's Reggie right there. But he don't realize who he is. But he's going to make a change. Because I got his life. As I've identified his life. God's not sitting in heaven eating fingernails wondering if Reggie God will do what he called him to do.
Amen.
God simply had confidence in him. Watch. Watch. God's not tripping over here on Xavier. God said, look, watch, his life is already established. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The book of Xavier is already written. I know the end before it begins.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
All I'm doing is sending people into their lives to give them an understanding that there's a different way. There's a shift that needs to be made. There's a process of thinking that has to change because I have a plan for them. Jeremiah 30, 33, the Father says this, I know the thoughts. 29:11.
Yes,
33:3 says this, call unto me, I'll answer. Show you great and mighty things you know not. Then he says in Jeremiah 29, I know the thoughts I think concerning you. With me, thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you a future and the end I expect to give you. There's an expectation God has. And if you're a good father, say a good father. A good father likes to see the outcome of his children be good. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it trips God out. When people say, he ain't real. Really? He can't do this.
Really?
He can't help me out of my situation, my circumstance.
Really? Say, really?
God says, all right. I'm going to find somebody close to him. I'm going to bring somebody close to them. Some people they respect. Some people they didn't spend a lot of time with. And I'm going to bless their socks off. I'm going to give them. You see, if they're hungry and thirsting after me like that, I'm going to put somebody in their life that's going to be able to bless them.
Amen.
Why? Because I'm hungry to have a relationship with them. Do you follow what I'm saying? And I'm going to make circumstances and situations manifest in their lives so they can see the goodness of the Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? They might need a healing. I'm going to bring them somebody that's going to bring them healing. They might need glory to God, self-esteem issues. Or God said, I'm going to bring somebody along that's going to help with them with their self-esteem. God will bring things into your life, glory to God, so you can begin to see how good he is to you and his desires for you are better than your desires for yourself. I have not seen nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man. The good thing that God has established for those that love him. And these things, he said, will be manifest by his Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 19, 11, 12. Do you follow what I'm saying? So folks, what we have to understand is this. Our plans will never override nor supersede God's plans.
Amen.
His plans for you, he said, you can't even create in your own mind the things that I want to do in your life. You don't have the capacity because you have something in your head called mind, and you have issues in your life called problems, circumstances, situations, cultural constructs, and pain that you're going through. All of those hinder and mar your ability to see from God's perspective. All of those things prohibit you from thinking and believing greater than where you currently are now. Circumstances and situations hinder the natural-minded individual from seeing above and beyond them. Why? Because the mountain seems too tall. They can't see over the mountain. The mountain is a representative of your problem. But I think I heard Katrina say, who are you, great mountain? Who are you, great mountain? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. When you know who you are, God, mountains don't move you. You speak the word and the mountains come down. Do you understand what I'm saying? We got to understand the power that you have by incorporating the spoken word of God into your life. Say, you got to say something.
You got to say something.
And you can't say it once. You say it until you see the manifestation come to life. You can creep. Because the word, the Bible says, is a hammer.
Come on.
As you continue to speak the word, you're beating down that mountain that's obstructing you.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's why it's a discipline.
Yes, sir.
Because a lot of people don't open their mouth.
See, it's a process. See, sometimes people have to process. Quit trying to process and say what the Lord says. Can I say that again? Say the word in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Say what the word says, amen. And the learning will come. The revelation will come, amen. If it's in the word, you know it's true. Can I say that again? If it's in the word, you know it's true. So why are you trying to think about it? Say it, glory to God. Amen. And you'll have what the Bible says. That's why God is what? Strategic. Strategic. Say strategic.
Strategic.
See, many times, God, he knows the plans of the devil already. Huh? It's kind of amazing to me how somebody will always try to fight you, but they always know you can whoop. They always, it's like they keep coming for a butt whooping. It's like they just can't take a whooping for no. They got to get another whooping, and they got to get another whooping. You ever had some people like that? They always try. You get tired of them. Say, man, I'm going to beat you 1,500 times. I'm tired of whooping you. I'm feeling sorry for your whooping you so much. You understand? But the enemy, he's always coming what? To get a whooping. Why? Because God is already 15 steps ahead of him. So sometimes God won't tell you something. Because if you open your mouth, you'll let the enemy know what God's trying to do. So sometimes God will put you in a circumstance or situation, but he won't tell you what he's doing in your life. Because if he tells you, you go over here and start running around talking.
That's right.
You over here, before time. That's one of the keys to promotion is timing. Timing is everything with God. Do you follow me? And so what God intends to do, glory to God, is not to alert you to what he's doing, but to tell you by faith, walk in what I've already told you.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes it's kind of tough when God tells you to do something. You're like, this don't look right. This don't seem to be lining up. This not looking like you said it would look, Father. Do you understand what I'm saying? You said you were going to bless, Father, but it's been 2 years since that word came. I haven't seen anything yet, Lord. What's going on? And the Father simply said, baby girl, just praise me in the process. Because I've got this thing already worked out. Come on, keep praising me. Keep on clapping, glory to God. Keep on shouting, keep on dancing, glory to God. Keep on walking by faith because it's being worked out even though you can't see it. Do you follow that? Go to Psalms. Go to Psalms. Chapter 75. Are you getting something out of this?
Yeah.
Psalms chapter 75. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Let me get there. Say, God is moving. God is moving. God is moving. God is moving. Promotion, 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 promotion. As a believer, you should expect to be promoted. Say, expectation.
Expectation.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 75:1. God likes to promote his children. Why does God like to promote his children? Because God likes to put people in power, put people in place who are righteous. Who believe what he believes. Who can recognize and recognize. Their wrong living opens doors for wrong activity. Wrong activity opens doors for calamity to take place. Calamity opens the doors for people to lose their lives. Do you understand what I'm saying? You follow that? But there's also people who establish righteous ways that bring blessings to not only themselves, but to the general public at hand. Do you follow me? Glory to God. How many people know that slavery was not a righteous law? How many people know, glory to God, that God was against it? You follow me? How many people know there were some people who lost their lives to make sure that what was once a wicked law became what? Changed and a righteous law overtamed. Do you understand what I'm saying? You follow that? See, sometimes somebody got to stand for righteousness. Sometimes people lose their lives standing for what is right. And eventually, guess what? As a result of that, people generations down will be blessed as a result of what somebody sacrificed for generations prior. Do you understand what I'm saying? You follow me? But that started with the wrong mindset. Say a wrong mindset.
Right.
And it wasn't just not in America alone, because guess what? In Africa, there were slaves.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You follow that?
Yes, sir.
Look here. Psalm 75, verse 1. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. That's Psalm chapter 75, verse 1. I'm reading out of the King James. Okay. Verse number 2. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah, think on these things. And he says, I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, lift not up your horn. Say, horn means authority or power. When you see horn in the Bible, it represents authority or power. Verse number 5, he says, lift not up your horn or your authority on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. Do you know what it means when it says stiff neck? Say stiff neck.
Stiff neck.
Stiff neck represents your arrogance. You know, stiff neck like this, Xavier. Can't tell me. Yes, yes, yes. I am on top. Say, I'm on top. God says, don't talk like that with a stiff neck. Say, with a stiff neck. Verse number 6 says, promotion cometh neither from the east nor the west nor from the south. But God is judge, and he putteth down one, and he setteth up another. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
So God said, God establishes promotion. God pulls down one, and he what? He lifts up another. Do you follow what I'm saying, saints? Says, glory to God, for in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red, it is full of mixture, and he poured it out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. What he's saying here, you simply reap what you have sown. Do you understand what I'm saying? He says here, but I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will be cut, what? Off, but the horns of the righteous shall be what?
Exalted.
Say exalted. Glory to God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by the precious blood. Amen. You are his righteousness, and as long as you're walking in that righteousness, guess what? You will be what? Exalted in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
You follow that. You are be in a place of promotion. Say promotion.
Promotion.
And a place of honor. Do you understand what I'm saying? God wants you to be honored in the earth. Why? Because you represent his righteous cause. Do you follow that saying?
Amen.
So who brings promotion?
God does.
God does. Amen. How many of you know that as children of God, you should expect to be promoted?
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You should expect some promotion. Say expectation.
Amen.
There should be expectation. God moves strategically, not by emotion or exasperation. You know what exasperation means? He doesn't have any other thing to do. I mean, he doesn't know what to do. Exasperated people don't know what to do. They don't have any idea. They have no strategy. They have no scheme. They don't know what steps to make next. God has already ordered the steps of the righteous. Do you follow? Because your book is already written.
Amen.
There, do you know there's a book of Linda? There's a book of Rita? There's a book of Reggie. There's a book of Philip. After all, he says, I'm the author and the finisher. That means your book is written.
Amen.
Huh? He says the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, which means God has a preordained walk for you in this life before you showed up. He told Jeremiah, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Meaning that God has a plan for you. All he wants to do is simply get your attention so he can give you the plan that he has for you, but he's going to give it to you strategically.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
It's okay.
If he gave you everything, you'd be overwhelmed. If he gave you his whole plan at one time, you couldn't handle it, wouldn't he? You follow what I'm saying? He has given to you in increments that you can understand, guess what? And obey. Do you follow that? That's why the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. Do you follow me? But it also says, I'll only give you more than you can handle in the Gospels. That's a good thing, and that's a bad thing. Because what God is saying, I'm not going to overwhelm you with those things that you can handle. But I'm going to give you a plan, and I'm going to walk you by my Spirit into the place where you can receive everything that I have for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And that comes with a humility. Say a humility. Glory to God. Now, Katrina, you've been telling everybody to say hallelujah, shout. I ain't hear you back there. Glory to God. What's up with that? You gonna do something? You gotta do what you're telling everybody else to do. Amen. Remember, God moves to advance his kingdom and those who what? Align with his way. So that's why the Bible tells us to pray, thy will be done, thy kingdom come. Which means that there has to be an intimate relationship with you and God so you can hear his voice when he drops the will on you.
Amen.
Do you follow that?
Amen.
Now the will is found also in the Word of God. The Word of God is always your principle. Say principle. Foundational document. But God will speak to you at your desk, on your job, in your most difficult circumstances. He'll speak to you and say, do not go this way. Do not, or make this phone call right now. And if you do that, you will receive the benefit of it. You understand what I'm saying? So we must know the words, and know the word.
Know the word.
And we must also know his voice, his promptings. His promptings, his promptings, his promptings. I like to use Linda's example of promptings. Linda, Uber driver, right, Linda?
Oh, yes.
Linda's an Uber. One of her people comes into, one of her clients gets into the car, and Linda's listening to a pop radio station. Is that not right? Okay, she's listening to a pop radio station, and the Lord tells her to turn to another station. Am I getting it right, Linda? Glory to God. And when she turns to the station was exactly what the person who was in the car needed to hear. Is that not right, Linda? You follow me? Now, say breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
The Lord knew what the woman needed, but God needed someone to receive his word.
Amen.
Now, because Linda was receptive to the voice of the Lord, that was the Father wanted to transmit to the woman in need. Now, he had the two components necessary to make it manifest in the earth. Mm-hmm. Do you follow that? Do you follow that? That happens 8 billion times a day.
Wow.
Because God is always ministering to someone with a word for someone else.
That's
but the question is, are they listening? Or are they not too busy to receive what the Father's trying to transmit?
Wow.
That's why the enemy works so hard to keep you from being promoted. He wants to keep you burdened with your own issues so you have no room to receive a word for somebody else.
Wow.
Do you follow what I'm saying here, saints? Do you follow that? So we have to get back to the principles of Matthew 6:33, which simply says, seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things that you need will be taken care of. Because God is saying, when you handle other people's business for me, I will make sure you don't have to worry about your business being taken care of.
Amen.
Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Do you follow that? So God is already waiting to promote you. God is already to take care of your business. But here is the underlying. God is saying, are you willing to do for me? Because I'm others centered. Not only have I already identified what you need, because Matthew says, Jesus said, the Father knows your prayers before you ask. He knows what you need before you even ask. What he's saying is that, can I use you to be a blessing to others? And that's a memorial written in heaven. Everything you do for the Lord is codified. You know what I mean? It's not codified. That means it's written. It's a legal document. So that is to your record in heaven. Give the Lord a round of applause.
Amen.
What you do for God is recorded. That's why you stand before the Father. The record will stand with you. It'll be just like this. Listen, folks, technology on earth don't even match the technology of heaven.
Amen.
What you see on earth already exists in heaven. He says, as it is in heaven.
So
on earth.
Wow.
So you'll be standing over something, your whole life will be scrolling. And it'll probably be pictures. And everything we've done, God says, and you'll be like, you follow what I'm saying? Why? Because the scripture says this. He's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over
little.
A few little. But I'm going to make your rules over
much.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because God says, those who are faithful with a little, they'll be faithful over much. Those who clean their house up, those who wash the dishes, those who keep the rugs clean and vacuumed, those who keep the windows and the mirrors cleaned up, those who go to God, wash the clothes, man, and keep their house clean. Those people, God says, if they do that for the little, when I give them much, they'll take care of that too.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Those who look out for other people less fortunate than feeding them, going to check on the elderly, going to check on those who are infirm, going to check on those who are in prison, taking care of those who are in need. God says, if they'll take care of that little group right here, they'll take care of a city if I give it to them.
Come on.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because he who is faithful over a little, God says, I will make rules over much. So God is looking for people he can promote.
Yes.
Say promotion.
Promotion.
Say promotion.
Promotion.
Say promotion.
Promotion.
Say I'm ready for promotion.
I'm ready for promotion.
Glory to God. Turn to the Bible if you will with me. Glory to God. To Genesis chapter 12. Say, Father,
Father,
I'm ready for promotion.
Ready for promotion.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean? I'm ready now to step into the deeper things that God has for my life. Mm-hmm. God has more for you than your job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Say your job is important, though. Say my job is important.
My job is important.
It is. I mean, it's sacred. Say everything I do is sacred.
Everything I do is sacred.
Mm-hmm. It is. There's no difference between say secular and the sacred. If you're in the kingdom of God, everything you do is sacred. Huh? So your job is ministry. Huh? So when you step on your job, guess what? You bring the kingdom of heaven onto your workspace. You bring Jesus. Everything. Say everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. So now God has a... Can y'all hear this? God has an agent on staff that God can begin now to strategically release his plans for this corporation. Mm-hmm. Now he has a voice that he can say, begin to pray for the president. He's in a very difficult negotiation right now. Mm-hmm. If this negotiation does not go accurately, the company's gonna be in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. He's getting ready to make a decision that right now is gonna affect the employees of this corporation, and many will lose their jobs and their benefits. He doesn't need to make the decision. I need you to begin to pray.
Amen.
Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is a very strategic plan right here. The president of this particular country is getting ready to make a pact with another country. It's going to be detrimental to the people. It's going to be detrimental to the community. It's going to be detrimental to their economy. It's going to benefit him, but I don't want that to happen. Mm. I need some people to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's what God is looking for. See, that's what he's looking for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why he says in the book of Ephesians, glory to God. And I know I'm going all over the place, but the Lord wants me to do this. Ephesians chapter 6 said principles and practices, principles and policies. See, the Bible says that you need to understand there's a warfare going on. And the Bible tells you that the enemy is not flesh and blood. It's not a man, not a female, not a man. It's a spirit behind them. It's a spirit behind them. Say spirit behind them. Philip understands. It's a spirit behind them, our totals. It's a spirit behind Kim Jong-un. It's a spirit behind President Trump. The enemy understands that if I can control the head, I control everything downstream.
Yes.
If I can change the laws, I can control everybody downstream.
Yes.
I can change the laws, I can hurt your economy. I can do everything I want to, but I need a certain group of people that are lawmakers, that are politicians, that people who make decisions. I can do something to help the people, or I can do something to enslave the people. You follow me? So now when we raise children up in education, we teach them, they should understand this, that when they go into schools, they go in as change agents, catalysts for change. Huh? You have a realm of authority in your classroom if you choose to accept it. You know what they said, that mission impossible. What's the mission impossible? The assignment is if you choose to accept it. Why? Because the acceptance of it could mean your life. You follow me? But God's assignments are never impossible because God deals with the impossible. As you become a Christian, guess what? The impossible becomes possible. Y'all understand me? If you are a Christian, the impossible is possible. That's the new mindset of the new breed. Say new breed. See, the new breed think differently, amen? The new breed understand that when people say it can't happen, you say, Father says, all things are now possible with me. Go ahead and overtake it. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a mindset that comes with being a believer. You have a belief system that recognizes this mountain shall be removed. Why? Because the Father has dictated that we do that.
Amen.
It's a mindset. And it's a mindset that has to be embraced. Huh? Embraced. Because we've been taught in certain situations that God is supposed to do everything. God says, I've given you authority, Luke chapter 10.
Come on. Amen.
I've given you authority. He says to tread upon the heads of serpents and scorpions. In essence, what he's telling them, you can talk, you can tread on. What your tread means to be on top of.
Uh-huh.
If I'm stepping on something, then that means that I'm on top. Is that not right, baby?
Mm-hmm.
He's under my feet. That means I have what? A position of authority.
Mm-hmm.
A position of power.
Yeah.
It appears to me I'm in control if I'm on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me? And God says, I've given you all authority.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So when you come to me and say, Father, what about this? He says, Deborah, handle that.
Amen.
You follow me? Whitney, Help me that. Do you follow me? Lord, help me with my flesh. He says, you hold your flesh.
Ooh, talk about it. Talk about it.
You control your flesh.
Yes, sir.
That's a real issue right there.
Yes, sir.
That's a real issue. You can't control your flesh. He says that's an issue you're supposed to be handling right now. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
You follow that?
Yes.
God says, I'm giving you authority over that. He says, but if you can't, get in the Word. Say, get in the Word.
Get in the Word.
Let the Holy Spirit begin to deal with you. Why? Because God wants you to exercise what? Authority. Say authority. Because He's giving it to you. Say, He's giving it to you. Mm-hmm. And see, what happens is, many people run from this Philip because they don't want to deal with the responsibility of it. There's a responsibility. Mm-hmm. God is expecting. Say, expecting. He's expecting you to handle some things. Huh? Look at Jesus. He's on the boat sleeping. Say, in the boat sleeping. While the storm is going on, George. What's that mean? That means that the inside of him was calm. There was nothing in Jesus that was troubled. You can't sleep if you're troubled. You sleep very well if you're at peace. They were troubled. They woke the master up. He was a little perturbed. That's a big word saying. He was a little upset. And what he told them then was this. Couldn't you guys have done that? They're looking at him like, what manner of man is this? And what he's saying is, the manner of man that you see is the manner of man that you're going to become. The man that you see is the manner of woman that you're going to become. What manner of person is that? Speak to them and they obey. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, even now, your head is doing like this. Why? Because even though you've been in the church 20 years, that hasn't hit you like that yet.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You can be in church all your life and never walk into the divine promises that God has for you. Do you follow what I'm saying? And all he's saying to do is this. It was always there. It was always there. It was latent. But all I wanted you to do what? Is to speak it. And every area of your life has issues where God is saying, take authority over that. You haven't taken authority before. Take authority over that. You haven't taken authority before. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Take authority over that, daughter. I'll give you the power to handle that.
Yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying? Yes. But it takes courage. And you got it because you got the spirit of boldness on the inside of you.
Yes.
So you got to let it go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say,
let it go.
Genesis chapter 12. Thank you, Philip. Let's welcome Philip, glory to God, all the way from Persia. He was with us today. Amen. Glory to God. We honor you, sir. Thank you, Philip. You could have been any place else and you chose to come here. We receive you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory to God. Genesis chapter 12. Say, this is the promotion that God is talking about.
This is the promotion God is talking about.
Getting us to the place. Say, to the place.
The place.
Where we recognize the authority that we have.
Recognize.
Mm-hmm. There's a recognized authority that you have that God wants you to walk in. Genesis, are you there? Chapter 12, verse number 1. Say, promotion.
Promotion.
We see that promotion comes not from the east, nor the west, nor the south, but it comes from who, Nigel? Comes from who?
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1. Verse number 1. 12:1.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. 12:1. It's an honor because you people are kings and priests of the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, hello, king.
Hello, king.
Hello, priest.
Hello, priest. Mm-hmm.
And look at him. Watch it. What did I tell you?
Say hello, king. Say hello, priest.
You follow what I'm saying?
Because guess what? That's what we are. You're kings and priests of the Most High God, which is something special. That's a new breed of humanity. You follow what I'm saying? You're a new creation. You're called to do exceptional things. But it's going to cost you simply yourself. That's what it calls you to get rid of yourself. You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
It says, now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of that country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. The reason I'm reading this is because the 20 triggers, they come out of these scriptures.
Amen.
I want to let you know that I didn't just make these up. These come out of scripture.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
So now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee. Notice God didn't tell him where to go. He says, a land I'm going to show you.
Amen.
I'm checking his obedience. Say his obedience.
Obedience.
It's humility, folks. Because God had to test, guess what? Abram's humility.
Amen.
Humbling himself to do what God says. Because my first question would have been, well, God, where am I supposed to go? And how am I going to get there? And what type of money are you going to give me? And all these questions we bring up when God tells us to do something. But Abram, he told Abram, Say go. Verse number 2. And I will make thee a great nation. Listen to this. I'm going to make you what? A great nation. Now, that would have been right there, Katrina. I would say, my wife is barren. I know she can't have no children. And you say you're going to make what? A great nation? That's why he went into Hagar. Because she didn't really... do you follow what I'm saying? But God's speaking what? Things that exceed your ability to understand. And you have to have the humility to say, Father, I don't understand it, but I'm going to go anyhow.
Amen.
You follow me?
Amen.
Listen, and I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be what? A blessing. And I will bless them that what?
Bless
thee. And curse them that what?
Curse
thee. And in thee shall what?
Shall all families of the earth be blessed.
And I think right now, aren't all the families of the earth blessed because of Jesus?
Amen.
And what's been made available through Christ Jesus? Do you follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
So the promises, glory to God, came as a result of God saying, I'm getting ready to promote you, Abraham. But guess what? Abraham has to believe. Walk by faith. He has to humble himself to the will of God. Guess what? And there's some other thing. Walk in the timing of God. Amen. And believe that the wisdom of God is in fact true. Do you follow that?
Amen.
You follow that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. That blessed me because I was late on this ministry thing. You know what I mean, Philip? I said, Lord, I'm 50 years old. You got me starting a church. I'm like, you couldn't have helped me out like 20? You follow what I'm saying? But God, this is what God said. You got to do what God says. Amen.
Amen.
Go to the 13th chapter, Genesis 13. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 13, verse number 1.
Amen.
Say promotion.
Promotion.
When God tells you to do something, there's going to be a manifestation. You're going to see what the provision of God in it. Amen. Look what it says. Genesis 13, verse number 1. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him in the what? In the Sodom. Then verse 2. And Abram was what?
Very
rich in what? In cattle, in silver, what? And in what? And in gold. So as he went, say as he went. See, God already had the cattle for him. God already had the gold for him. It was already established in the plan of God. But he didn't manifest until he followed God. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was already prepared for him, but he had to obey God, be humble, and just follow God because the path was already prepared for him.
Amen.
Do you understand? Your path is already prepared. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, my path is already prepared.
It's already prepared.
Say, God's provision for me
is
already there.
It's already there.
I'm just waiting on your obedience.
Promotion is now.
I just need you to obey.
You.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Glory to God. Y'all get some out of this?
Amen.
Go to Genesis chapter 39. See, don't go what it looks like. Don't go by what it looks like. Don't go by that. Don't go by that. Say, don't go by that. Genesis 39, verse number 2. Say, so that was Abram. Say, so
that was Abram.
God already has more examples. Say, this is Joseph. Say, Joseph. Why? Because God's giving you some understanding here. That the same God that moved for Abraham, Esau, and Joseph, hey, it's the same God that'll move for you in 2019. Can I say this? In 2019.
Amen.
Or could I say this? In the Jewish calendar, 5780.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Look what he says. Verse 39. Chapter 39.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 2.
Yes, sir.
Listen to this now. He's a slave.
Yeah.
Say, Joseph is a slave.
Joseph is a slave.
Say, he's in captivity.
Say,
under captivity.
Under captivity.
He's a slave. Bound by another man. Can't do what he wants to do. Has to do what he's been told. And when he's been told. But look what the scripture says. And the Lord was with Joseph. Go to verse number one. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither or hither. Verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. He's prospering in a slave condition.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you follow me here?
Yes.
Say, God, in an adversarial circumstance, can promote you to a place of prosperity. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And see, when I say prosperity, I'm not just talking about, say, money. Because our God is a prosperous God. Don't be afraid of people talking about the prosperity gospel. If you are in Jesus Christ, you can't remain poor.
Come on. Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Huh? It doesn't make God look well for you to be doing work. Struggling. Say struggling.
Struggling.
God will even manifest in the midst of an oasis or garden for you.
Come on.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You follow that? I love it. I love it. Verse number four. Verse number three. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. Say he saw it.
He saw it.
God, the man, say the man. Who was not a believer in God. He saw something on Joseph. He saw that whatever Joseph put his hands to, it prospered. He saw that whatever Joseph touched, it benefited him. Do you follow what I'm saying? When you get into people's lives and the glory of God is on your life, on your job, in your community, when the blessings of the Lord are on you, people will see the manifestation of that in your life, and they will recognize there's something different about her. There's something different about him. Whatever he does, it seems to prosper.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
I told you before, God will put you in the midst of people so they can recognize who God is, not who you are, but who God is. God's just looking for people who will allow him to do what he wants to do in their lives. And God will begin to bless the people around him. And guess what? Glory to God. They'll begin to see that there's something on him. And now it's an opportunity for you to lead them to him.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Huh? It's not for our glory. It's for God's name to be exalted. The Bible says if Jesus be lifted up, what is he talking about? The character of Christ should be demonstrated in your life. The goodness of Christ, the blessings of Christ, the healing power of Christ, the virtue of the Lord. God wants to put it on your life so that when you touch people, they'll know that there's a God in heaven because you can't do this in your own abilities. You don't have the ability to lay hands on somebody and they get healed. That comes from a source greater than you. You understand what I'm saying? That's why God doesn't put it on anybody. That's why God's presence don't fall on everybody. That's why God doesn't deal with mean people. God's been with loving people. Do you understand what I'm saying? He deals with people whose hearts will allow what? Allow him to move on them. Because it's not about us. Paul says in the book of Romans chapter 12, he says, you are to yield your life as a living sacrifice, holy, set apart from God, and acceptable unto him. For this is your reasonable service. What is he saying? You should be able to give yourself to me. It shouldn't. It's not hard.
Amen.
It's not causing you blood.
Amen.
You're not losing your head. It should be something you can do simply by yielding. Say yielding.
Yielding.
Glory to God. God wants to show people his love.
Amen.
But he needs a human being, male or female, to do it.
Amen.
And all he's simply saying is yield to me so I can promote you to a place of prominence. I want to make you prominent. Why? I want you to influence people. That's why. Because if you can't influence people, nobody's going to follow you.
Come on.
Amen.
You follow me?
Amen.
And you are being led not by your own instinct, but by the power of God. That's why Paul says to the Roman church in the 8th chapter and the 14th verse, those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons, the mature sons and daughters of God. Those are the ones who follow after my Spirit. That's the objective of this whole house. Is to submit ourselves to the Spirit of God. Say the Holy Spirit.
The
Ruach HaKodesh in the Greek and the Hebrew language.
Uh-huh.
So that God could use us to reach others for him. We are simply vehicles that the Lord wants to use to show his love to others.
Amen.
You follow me? It's not a religious thing. It's a relationship thing.
Amen.
It's a relationship with Jesus by the Holy Spirit that gives us the capacity to hold what he wants to give out. It's a capacity. It's a capacity. It's a capacity. You have to have the capacity for this. What do I mean when I say capacity? You have to make room for him.
Amen.
Rachel says, my time is up. That's why praise and worship is so important, people.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes, sir.
And praise comes forth purely from a heart of gratitude. If you're not if you don't have gratitude and appreciation, your praise is going to be a Do you follow that?
Amen.
It has to be based upon an appreciation for what God is doing. And an anticipation for the Father to do more.
Hallelujah.
Do you follow me? And as we get into this, God will begin to manifest himself. Because it says, those who are hungry and thirsting after me, I will feel that hunger. I will feel the hunger of those who are hungry for me. I will feel the hunger of those who are reaching out to me and saying, Father, I want more of you. I want more of you. Those who are setting aside times, 3 in the morning, say, God, I'm up. I'm here. Glory to God. God says, I see you, baby. I see you, baby. I see you. I'm examining your heart. I'm examining your heart. I know when you're coming. I'm going to deal with that. And he'll say, can I deal with this?
Amen. Yes, sir.
So you got some unforgiveness in there. Can I deal with that? Can I have that? Can I have that? How can I have that, I know what that man did to you. Can you release that? Will you let that go? Will you let that go? I know what your daddy did to you. I know what your mama's friend did to you. Will you let that go? Will you let that go? Will you let that go? I said, give me that. Give me that. Give me that so I can take that. Will you forgive your grandmother? Will you forgive your grandmother? I know they hurt you, but will you give me that? You give me, because that's a weed. That's something that's going to be torn up out of you, glory to God. I know that man didn't treat you right, but will you give me that? Because you've got to learn how to forgive. I know that boss hurt you. I know all that stuff because that's a cancer that God is trying to remove. If you don't give it to him, it's going to eat you alive. You follow me? Those hopes, those aspirations that you missed out on, God says, give me that, give me that, give me that. Because that's a cancer in your heart. That's a cancer in your spirit. I want to take that. And then he begins to give you himself. If you give him that, he moves it. And now he fills that void with him. And gives you a love that defies human understanding. Now you can love people you used to hate. You can minister folks that you can't stand.
Yes.
Because now you are walking in a different power source than what you had before. And you're moving by the Spirit of the living God now and not by your emotions and your heart. Hurt heart items. Do you follow me, saints? That's the exchange that God is talking about. That's stuff that makes you heavy. That stuff that he has on you, got a frown on your face all the time. Because you're stressed out about all this stuff. Nobody can see the joy because of your mask that you wear, which is a reflection of what's going on in your heart.
Yeah.
Instead of smiling in your face, beaming, that's a. And God says, I want to deal with the source of that scapular retraction. And he says, glory to God. If you give me that, I'll give you a life that you never thought you could have. Stand to your feet, if you will, in Jesus' name. We'll continue this, hallelujah, on next Sunday, the Lord willing. Just close your eyes, if you will. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Repeat after me, if you will. Say, Father, I've heard your word.
I embrace.
And I receive.
What has been taught.
I thank you.
For loving me.
And assigning me.
To hear.
What I have heard.
Through this vessel.
that you are using. And at this moment,
I said, Father,
I thank you
for preparing me
for promotion to be used in a greater dimension than I've ever thought possible. My heart is open. I stand before you naked. You know what's in my heart, Father. I know what's in my heart. I choose to forgive. I forgive those that hurt me. You know who that is. Now say, tell the Father in the name of Jesus, that area of your heart that is hurting right now. Let him know that area that you've been wounded in. He knows it already. He's just simply waiting to hear from you. Let him know about the abuse that you've been through. Let him know about the heartaches, the rejection by family, the rejection by friends. Let him know about the harm that has come your way. Even if the harm was caused by something you did, God says, forgive it. Forgive yourself. You're in the presence of Almighty God. You can't hide anything from him. He sees it already. He's seeing if you're going to be transparent. He's a transparency God. He likes for his children to be real with him. For he knows already what you are in need of. And he has what you need to be healed from. He can touch you right where you stand. He's that type of Father. Father, we thank you, glory to God. We thank you for searching our hearts. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah. I give you the hurt. I give you the pain, God. I give you the misinterpretation, Lord God, of my viewpoint of what people did to me, God. I choose to forgive, Father. I choose to lay it at the altar now, God. I choose to say, Father, I give this to you. I no longer carry this, Father. I no longer carry this anger. I no longer carry this anxiety. I no longer carry this fear. I no longer carry this timidity, God. I no longer carry this poverty mindset, Father. I no longer carry, Lord God, this attitude of indifference. I could care less. Lord God, I do care. That's why I have this attitude about it, Father God. Lord, cleanse me today. Give me beauty for ashes. I forgive that rapist, glory to God. I forgive that man and that woman who molested me in the name of Jesus. I forgive them, Father. I forgive my mother who didn't care anything about me, never showed me any affection, never showed me any love, never told me that she loved me. I forgive her, Father. I forgive that Father God who never embraced me, Lord God, who never, Father God, told me who I was, who never affirmed me, Father. I say, Lord God, I forgive them now in Jesus' presence. I forgive that brother or that sister, God, who treated me wrongly, who did not honor me, God, who took advantage of me, Father. I lay that at the altar, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Glory to your Lord. Forgive me of my stubbornness, God. I just said in my heart, I'll never let anybody do to me what they did to my mom. I'll never let anybody do to me what they did to my dad. I'm going to be stubborn. I'm going to be hard. I'm not going to let anybody move me. Father, I changed my heart. I said, Lord, take it now. Do in me what you desire, Father, for I yield myself because I trust you, Father. I trust you with my heart. I trust you with my heart, Father. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my children. I trust you with my nieces and my nephews, my aunts and my uncles. I trust you, Father. You can save them, Father God. Lord God, I lay this worry. I've been worrying about my family, God. I've been worrying about their well-being, Father. It's a load that I cannot carry, Father. I lay it at the altar, God. I give it to you, Father. I give it to you, Father. For you are well able to handle it. Cast your cares upon me, said Jesus. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All eyes closed. If that prayer applied to you, just raise your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you for being transparent. Glory to God. Raise your hand high. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now that everyone's hand that is raised, I thank you now, Father, for the healing virtue that is even flowing even out of this place. I thank you right now, God, that you're beginning to deal with each and every heart. As they're being real with you, Father, you are being real with them. I give you praise right now, God, that the balm of Gilead now is flowing over each and every one. The peace that passes all understanding, Lord God, is moving. And I thank you, God, that you're going to give them beauty for ashes. That there's a download of peace now that is coming. Everybody inhale. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing even now in this house. For the gentle move of your spirit in this place. If there's anybody in here who has not given your life to Jesus Christ, you know today that if you died, you don't have access to the kingdom of heaven. I ask and I implore you to boldly come to this altar as a representative of the kingdom of God. I will lead you into prayer. And you can walk out of here today knowing that you have a relationship with the Lord that extends eternally. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Glory to God. If there's anybody else that needs prayer for anything other than what I have just mentioned, please come forth and we will pray with you. Hallelujah.
Pastor, just pray for my parents. They are Muslim.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's Brother Philip. Everybody stretch out your right hand to Brother Philip. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the humility of this believer, this king and priest of the Most High God, whose parents are in Iran, Persia. And Father, the cloak of Islam has gripped them and is not allowing the glorious light of Jesus Christ to permeate their soulish realm. But we stand in Matthew chapter 18:16, Father, for you said whatsoever thing we bind on earth, verse 18, you bound in heaven. And whatsoever thing we loose from the earth, you will loose from heaven, Father. So Father, we lift up Philip's mother and father right now. We bind the spirit of religion, God, that is blinding them from receiving the glorious gospel. gospel of Jesus Christ. We bind that spirit right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Those of you who have a prayer, let us begin to pray and intercede warfare in the spirit. Glory to God. Because we're going to see change manifest in this man's life. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now that that spirit has to loose them and let them go. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you open up a door. Angels minister to them in the name of Jesus. Speak the gospel of Jesus Christ to Philip's mother and father. Protect them right now, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father, that no weapon formed against Philip and his family shall prosper now in Jesus' precious name. And we give you praise. Shamba batise, robe bambatina toshe na nakando sete, leba batia toshe kendo sokon. The angels are being released unto that family, God. They're ministering to their hearts. I decree and declare, Father, that you're going to even send some believers, Lord God, in Iran to minister to their hearts, Father, and that their hearts will be open and right to receive it. Give them dreams and visions of Jesus Christ. Give them dreams and visions of who Jesus is, Father God, that they might receive as you begin to, Lord God, work and carve in their hearts a receptivity, Father God, a receptivity to the gospel, to Jesus as Lord and Savior. He's already mentioned in the Quran, Lord God. Lord, we pray that you will begin to magnify that revelation, magnify that truth, Lord God, that the Jesus that they see in the Quran, reveal that that is the Savior. Reveal that that is the Savior, Lord God. That is the one who has sacrificed his precious blood. That is the one who has died on in their stead. Jesus is the one who has given his life for their life, Father. And we thank you now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that there's no time nor distance between us and bringing to Florida and Iran. And that even as we speak, Father, we believe you are moving. And we thank you in advance for what you're doing right now, Father. And I will agree, give God a hand clap, a round of applause for the word that has been spoken and for the manifestation of salvation that's taking place even now. Philip, we believe what the word says, that the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. And you and I have phone numbers. And I want you to call me and let me know. For mom and dad have received Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I believe the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. God is good. And he wants the best for each and every one of you. I thank you for praying with us for Philip. That's our responsibility. And we pray believing that God is going to move in individual people's lives. If there's one place where prayer should be prominent, it's in the church. Prayer should be something that's expected, but also hearing should be expected in the church of the living God. Amen. Do you follow me? Yes. Why? Because it's been given as a benefit to every believer to lay hands upon the sick and they are to recover. Jesus said it well, according to our faith, be it unto us. All things are possible to those who will. Notice, it's a will problem. Will it. And God says it'll come to pass. Mighty new breed. Say, I am.
I am.
The new breed of humanity.
The new breed of humanity.
I can do
everything
that Jesus said.
Jesus said.
I can do.
I can do.
I